Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. Kura la baba hasa. How we love you, Lord. I want to tell you, I believe, where he's bringing us tonight, this very night. You can stay in your place if you want. Just stay where you are. We'll go right back to it. But here's what I got in prayer today. And in my reading, I'm reading in the book of Hebrews. And there's a scripture that I've always loved since I was a young girl. But I want you to hear Hebrews 4 and verse 9. There remains, therefore, a rest for someone. There remains, therefore, a rest for, it says, for the people of God. So there is a rest that God says, I have laid up for you. The first people that got this rest was the people that came through the wilderness. God told Moses, he said, these people are going to go through the wilderness, but when Joshua takes them into the promised land, they will come into rest. Now, let me just say, but the Bible says here, if you want to read some more in Hebrews, you'll see it, that it says, but they, listen, they could not enter that rest because they did not mix that rest with the Word of God. They did not mix their faith with the Word. And so we have to have a good mix in our faith. And faith is to believe simply what the promises say. Now, if he says that there remains a rest, he wasn't talking about Joshua, or he wouldn't have said they already were offered a rest. You can keep the lights down in the house a little bit. Just keep, I want that same atmosphere. Because listen, there was a rest for them and they could have had it, and some got it, but some didn't, because they didn't mix it with faith and the Word. But see, he said, but there's still another one to come. And that's coming after Jesus dies. Now, he didn't say that. But see, we're a new breed of people. We're not the same breed that the Old Testament saints were. We're another breed because of salvation and because of faith and because of Jesus dying on the cross. So now we've entered into another place. And the Bible says that just as God rested on the seventh day, his work was finished and he rested, then Jesus, when his work was finished at the cross, he went to the right hand of the Father and he rested. And he said, because I rest, then I want you all to be able to rest because of what I've done for you. So then that would put us in the category of God's rest faith, or God's faith rest, and bring us into a place where we rest in what he did. Now, this word is so quick and it's so powerful and it's so sharp and it is so alive and it's so living that you could just read the same scripture over and over and over and get something new. But I want you to see this in verse 7. Kathy, can you put up? I do want them to see this. Hebrews 4 in verse 7. Give me a nod when you have it. Look at this. Now, it's talking about Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications and vehement cries and tears to him, his Father, who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear, who in the days of his flesh, some other translations say in the days when he was on earth. There are other translations that say on the days. Do you have another translation? Huh? Okay. He designates a certain day, saying in David, today. So it would be on down past that, but let's read on. After such a long time, I was just saving time. After such a long time, as it has been said, today, If you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And he could say, as they did in the wilderness. Okay, Kathy, pull it down. Can you go on down? For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken about another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Okay, go to chapter 5. Go to chapter 5 and go to verse, let me see. Where was I reading? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, chapter 5, verse 7. Chapter 5, verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, that's what I want you to see. Other translations say in the days when he was on earth. Others said, I think it was the Passion Bible says, when he was dressed in his flesh. Remember when John said he became flesh and he dwelt among men? He was the Spirit of God. He was the Word of God. But when he put on flesh, he became a man. So this is talking about that. In the days of his flesh, when he was a regular man, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to God, or him who was able to save him from death, he was heard because of his godly fear. This is talking about when he was in a garden and he knew that he was getting ready to die. In just a little while, they were going to come and get him. He knew that it would be a cruel, crucified death, because that's what they did. They crucified people in those days. So he knew what was coming. But where he was in that garden, he had already sweat great drops of blood. Okay, blood's coming out of his pores. None of us have ever prayed that hard. And you see how hard he prayed. In his flesh, okay, not a God, but in his flesh, he offered up prayers and supplications. That means his prayers with requests. And look at that, vehement cries. I mean, he was screaming, he was crying, and he had tears. He brought tears to him who was able to save him from death. So it could be possible he was saying, God, I don't know, just don't let me die before I go to the cross. I feel like I'm going to die out here. I am crying so hard and suffering so hard, and these guys are after me. Just don't let me die before I get there to finish what you've called me to do. He cried out like that to God. And look what it said there. And he cried to the one that was able to save him. See, that's who you pray to. You pray to the only one who is able to save you. See? So he was able to save him from death and was heard. He was heard because of his godly fear. That's why he hears this, because we fear him. And we grab a hold of his promises. And The promise, and I heard this so plainly this morning as I was in prayer, that, well, and then, Kathy, let's go on and read verse 8 and 9. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And he was his son. We still go through all kinds of things that we learn from. And having been perfected, he became, look, what? The author of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. He became the author of salvation. So he understands this salvation, this helmet of salvation he gave us. He understands because he is the author. He wrote the book. He wrote it with all of his promises. And if he says there is a rest that belongs to us, that means body, soul, and the spirit. You want to go a bit farther? And our emotions. See, it's our emotions and our souls that get away from us. But nobody knows our soul like him. He says, I will anchor your soul. My people, your souls are anchored in me. Now, Chris, I want us to go back again and sing that song. Take me to that place, Lord. To that secret place. Where is the secret place? It's no longer in the old temple. It's in here. So go to your sacred temple. That's his temple. It's his secret place, and it's your secret place. So make sure every day you go to your secret place and you go to your chapel. You go to your own secret little chapel. A lot of times when you fly to the East Coast or the Midwest, you'll have to make a stop in Denver. And every time I go to that big old airport, there's a chapel there. And I go into that chapel. I have my favorite place to eat. It's a little Mexican cantina. And I eat at that Mexican cantina. And then I go find that chapel. And I know right where it's at. You go to that chapel and you walk in and you get away from all the hustle and the bustle. And you walk in and it's total peace. And I'm telling you, folks, what I heard him say this morning is, tell my precious people to come and rest with me. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and chapel up with me. Come into my inner sanctuary with me. And you will rest, rest, rest. I don't care what you're going through. There's rest. And it's laid up for who? For us. We are the people of God. We're the only ones that fit that word. Because Jesus is the author of salvation. Because the Father made him live until he could get to the cross. He could have died out there in that garden. But he said, God, please don't let me die out here. Not until I came to do what you called me to do. And when he finished it, it's the finished work that made it possible for you and I to get into this rest. So I wanted to get you out of here tonight. But you know what? I think it's important right now that we take 5 or 10 minutes. Can we just get in this rest? You could just sit right there. You can come somewhere else. But would you rest in him and just tell him, Lord, I am so sorry that I have acted up with anxiety and insecurity. And I've been fussy, and I've been worried, and I've been stressed out. But Lord, I'm just going to sit and rest with you right now. And you know what? You grab a hold of that promise. And you know what? It'll bring us into God's rest, God's faith rest. And it'll change our whole lives if we can learn how to do this little simple thing that he's told us about tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I'll be right back to bless you. Take us to that place, Lord. Look, let me tell you this again. Please stand with me. Please read this every day. If you'll find a place, if you can read it at the same time and get in the same place. I know there's other places that you can read during the day, maybe where you've just got a minute. But maybe if you get up before everybody else and just give it 10 minutes. Just give it that. Somewhere in Jesus' name. I got some good news from Brother Kenny tonight. He was telling me, see, they found the Dead Sea Scrolls at a place in Israel, and we actually saw Brother Kenny where they found those at. It was up by Masada, and a kid was hiking, and he found the Dead Sea Scrolls up there years ago. But tonight, Kenny was telling me that he saw a documentary. Now they have found a little piece like this, another copper piece. It was like scrolled out on copper, and it's a piece of the blessing out of Numbers that I bless you with. It's the Numbers blessing that God told Moses. He said, remember Aaron, his brother, talked for him because Moses stuttered, couldn't talk. So he said, Moses, tell Aaron to speak this blessing over my people every single morning and tell them to pray it over their families. And that's why I do that to you, and many other pastors around America do it too. So they have found that. Isn't that amazing? Woo! God showed them right where it was. In the name of Jesus. It's aged right on time, so they know that that's it. Father, I am so honored tonight to be able to speak your sweet blessing upon your people. Just exactly the the way you told Moses and Aaron to do it, we're still doing it now, probably 6,500 years later. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his countenance toward you, and may he cause his peace to be upon you. In Jesus' name. God bless you all. I love you so much. Thank you for being here tonight.